That's a lovely story. And looking back over your life, are there any reflections on your life as a whole that you would like to make?
Well, I've been through quite a lot, especially in my in the, those years when actually my character was forming. And I think what I've been through, it's made me a better person and then more tolerant and more understanding of other culture and other people and other people's manifestations.
And
So
are you glad that you came to Scotland and you didn't go to America?
yes, I am absolutely, because I have two sisters in America. I went to visit them. I didn't like America. I think it's a very selfish country and too much money-minded and too much rushing around, and I'm not particularly very fond of Americans anyway, because I don't like the way of
Okay.
living in
Well, I think
America.
we'll stop it there, Marianne. Thank you very much for telling us about your arrival in Scotland and everything that happened to you before and afterwards. Thank
Some
you.
of it.
Okay, we're recording again with Marianne Laszlo. This is an additional piece she would like to include in Reflections on Life.
Now, since I've been in Edinburgh and made Edinburgh my adopted home, and I was very happy here, and I used to have or still have a friend on the East Coast, Long Nidri, and sometimes I go to visit her. And then to get to Long Nidri to the East Coast, I had to go through Craig Hall, New Craig Hall. There was a brick factory near the railway, exactly the same situation as I was reminded by this to my hometown in Debrecen when we were deported and marched to the brick factory and kept there for a few days until the cattle wagon pulled up on the railway and we were forced into the cattle wagon and deported. And then this brick factory always reminded of this event when I was a child, because the brick factory all over in Europe, I think, everywhere is built on the same style and the same under the like a blueprint on the same print. It's like the German were during the Holocaust, the concentration camps, every concentration camp, which was all over in Poland, Austria, and Germany, and wherever country, it was all built on the in a blueprint, all the same. And then this brick factory always reminded me of that time where we were rounded up and had to march to the brick factory. And then it always brought back memory for me from my childhood. However, I always wanted to forget it because I don't like to remember bad things. But one day they rebuilt or improved the environment and improved the town. And I found that the brick factory was completely demolished in Edinburgh at New Craig Hall. There is a lovely new shopping centre built on top of it. And then when I noticed that, I felt free, really free, because I thought, now the last reminder of the Holocaust, of my Holocaust, was disappeared. So now I am free. I'm really free now in Scotland, in Edinburgh, because there is no more brick factory to remind me of the bad time.
I think that's a wonderful story, Marianne, to add into your memories of settling in Scotland and your reflections on life. Thank you.